Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. I am so excited about today's episode, but I do want to warn y'all, it's going to challenge you a little bit. So stay with me till the end, and I promise that it's going to be worth it. I am here today to talk with you about something that is extremely important to me and something that I know women in the community have been really searching for answers on. And that is finding yourself again after becoming a wife and mom. Now, you may be thinking, I barely have time for myself right now. But the fact is that moms and wives need to take care of themselves just like anyone else does. It's not selfish. It's essential. Did you hear what I said? It is not selfish. It is essential. If you don't take the time you need for yourself, you will burn out and get sick. And then what will happen? Who will take care of your family when you're not able to? And equally important, let's stop teaching our daughters that when you grow up, your job is to put yourself last. That certainly does not need to be the case. So today, we're going to talk about what steps you can take right now to make sure that doesn't happen. We'll cover ways you can carve out time each week for yourself, your marriage, and how to feel mentally better so that you don't feel like you're always being pulled in 10 different directions at once. So whether this is something new for you or something that's been on your mind lately, I hope this episode gives you some ideas about how to create some space in your life. So that's all about you too. Your mental health and wellness are just as important, if not more, than those around you. Becoming a wife and mom is one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do, but it can also be one of the most challenging. You go from being your own person to sharing your life with somebody else. You have to learn how to make room for someone else in your life and still keep some space for yourself. But what happens when you start feeling like you've lost yourself? What if you feel like you don't know who you are anymore? How do you find yourself again after becoming a wife and mom? You have kids needing your attention, and if you're anything like me, you can get overstimulated super easily. Today, I'm going to share some ideas with you about how you can find happiness in your marriage and as an individual woman while still giving your kids the attention you want. I know, you're busy. You have kids, a job, possibly even a dog or two, chickens, horses. And then there's this whole thing with your husband, you know, the one who works all day and then comes home and really is hoping there's a meal ready. Well, the truth is that it's not easy to find time for yourself. But if you don't take care of yourself first, how can you take care of anyone else in a healthy and mentally good place? As women, we're often expected to do it all. And if we don't prioritize ourselves first, or are we willing to ask for help, we're going to run down before we even begin. First things first, it's hard. Okay, y'all, it's really hard. Being a mom is a 24/7 job, and it can feel like there is no way to take a break from all of the responsibilities of being a parent. But here's the thing, you need to make time for yourself. I don't care if it's an hour a week, or once every few weeks just to start. You need to carve out some space in which you can be 100% sure that no one will ask anything of you, no one will interrupt your thoughts or plans, and no one will expect anything from you. It might be as simple as putting on your headphones and walking through the neighborhood so that you can have some time alone with your thoughts. And listen to music without interruption, or maybe even a podcast. Maybe you just want to be out and not have to pay attention to anything. Maybe it means scheduling an appointment with your therapist so that they can help you work through some issues you may be having with parenting or maybe your marriage. Maybe it means making sure that when your kids go off on their own adventures for the day or for the evening, you're able to do something for yourself without feeling guilty about not being there to supervise them. The same goes for your spouse. He or she needs space too. It's not fair for either of y'all to always be on duty as parents. You owe it to yourselves, your kids, and your marriage to be mentally well. And I know y'all may be thinking, I don't have time for this. And believe me, I get it. I have 5 kids ranging from age 14 all the way down to age 1. Okay? I also take care of my mother-in-law, who really has some signs and symptoms of dementia. We're all busy people, and we've all got a lot on our plates. But take a second to consider, how much are you willing to pay for your sanity and well-being? We all want to be happy, but how much do you value happiness? How much would you pay for a sense of peace in your life? For feeling like you've accomplished something meaningful? And at the end of the day, you can go to bed and not feel anxious. For feeling like you can breathe again. It's not just about how much time you spend at the gym or in your therapy sessions. It's also about what kind of food are you putting in your body? The way you mentally engage with the world around you. How about how much self-care you commit to yourself each day? If we want to live our best lives possible, and we do, we need to be proactive about taking care of ourselves. By committing even just 30 minutes every day, or honestly, whatever amount of time you can commit to just to start towards some sort of self-care, you can give yourself an opportunity for reflection and growth that will last throughout the rest of the day, week, month, heck, maybe even years, y'all. So let's talk about what self-care is and what self-care is not. Self-care is a lot of things. It's eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep. It's taking time to do things you love, whether that's painting or hiking or catching up on your favorite TV show. It's being kind to yourself and not beating yourself up when you don't feel like you're taking care of yourself enough. It's spending time with your kids because you love being a mom, but knowing when to walk away and give both of y'all a break from each other. Self-care is also about making your own happiness a priority, not just when you're feeling stressed or in pain, but every day of your life. In fact, it's about being mindful of how much time and energy we devote to other people's needs versus our own. That might sound selfish at first glance, but trust me, when we look after ourselves first and make sure that we're happy, then the rest of our lives start to just fall in place a lot easier. So let's talk about what self-care is not. Self-care is not a luxury, y'all. It is not something that can be put off until later. It is not something that can be done in 10 minutes and then ignored for the rest of the day, the week, the month. It is not something that you should do only when you can afford it or when you have enough time to really enjoy it. It's not taking care of others at the expense of taking care of yourself. Self-care is not selfish. And y'all, it is not a 5-minute shower. That is a necessity, my friends. In fact, self-care is something that should be practiced daily, not just by those with mental health issues, but by anyone who wants to live a healthy and happy life. And y'all, it doesn't cost anything. All you need to do is make sure your needs are met so that you can meet the needs of others. Meet the needs of yourself. Meet the needs of your loved ones. Meet the needs of people around you. So how can we make time for self-care when we're just like so busy? First, identify what y'all can do right now. Pay attention to what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Do certain things give you energy and do certain things drain you? Does certain music help or hinder you? Listening to music while working helps me focus, but y'all, I will never write anything if there's music playing in the background. Once I figured that out and started switching off because different kinds of music, different words are going to help me, my productivity increased significantly. So let's think about our routine with our kids. This was especially true for the single mamas out there. Y'all, I was one for 5 years. I am with you today when I am talking about this. You know, y'all maybe don't have a lot of help or family close by or really anyone that you feel like can support you and that you trust with your kids. So finding a routine, putting your kids down at a decent hour, and committing to doing something for yourself, or if you are married with your spouse, instead of cleaning, is crucial. Yes, this is me giving you permission to let the dishes go for a night, so that way you can take time to mentally allow your brain to rest. Right now, you can set up laundry days. Give your kids some chores if they're old enough, or even if they're little, they can pick up their own toys. Maybe ask your husband for help around the house. I hate to tell y'all this, but our spouses are not mind readers. It's time to start really paying attention to where your time and effort is going and being willing to put your needs first too. Second, I want y'all to make a list of 10 things that bring you joy that do not involve your kids or husband. Sure, maybe this list could include them if it's something like hiking and you could bring them along, but think about a list of things you could also enjoy by yourself. This doesn't mean you don't love your kids or your spouse. It just means that you're still allowed to pursue your passions. And truthfully, that's a great lesson for your kids. I don't want my kids to grow up and think marriage and parenthood is being miserable, grouchy, and not having fun. I want my kids to learn a healthy balance of following your passions and desires while still being active and present. I want them to see that it's okay to pursue your dreams, but sometimes you have to take breaks from them too. And y'all, that is okay. I want them to see me doing things that make me happy, like going on vacations or spending time with my friends. I want them to get to experience time with their grandparents or whoever y'all have that is a safe space for you and for them, so that they can have the same great memories that I had growing up in my grandparents' house. I know it can be hard to find the right balance when you're a parent. On one hand, you want to be there for your kids, but on the other hand, you also want to make sure that you have time for yourself and for your marriage. I used to feel like my children were all that mattered in my life, especially because I was a single mama before getting married and having more children. But y'all, I had no time or energy left for myself at the end of the day. And then I realized that by not giving myself any time to recharge, I really wasn't doing myself, my kids, or my husband any favors. I want them to know that while they're my life, they aren't my entire life. I want them to look back and see me accomplish my dreams, or even just to look back and see me as a happy mother and wife who was able to be present in their lives. I cannot be present emotionally and mentally if I am exhausted, worn down, and frustrated. And that's exactly how I felt most of the time before I started taking care of myself first. I have learned my limits along the way. And now I try not to push past those limits at all costs because it isn't worth doing that in the long run. Sometimes a break is walking around Target. Sometimes a break is sitting outside doing nothing, which may sound weird, but sometimes I just do not want to have to think or make a decision. Sometimes a break is laying down for 30 minutes after my husband gets off work so I can just be. I have learned that while this is for me to recharge or regroup, it's also healthy for those around me who don't deserve the frustration they get from me when I'm overstimulated and lacking boundaries. I've also learned that asking for help does not make me weak. It actually really makes me strong. I can't be everywhere at once, y'all, and neither can you. We cannot do everything on our own and still be happy, mentally stable, and living the life we want. It doesn't make me any less of a woman or mom if my husband changes our kids' diapers instead of me. It doesn't make me less of a woman or mom if he helps them with their homework instead of me. And it doesn't mean I love them any less because he drives them to karate or tennis practice instead of me. Actually, it's giving him the opportunity to show up for our kids, make memories with them, and have individual time with them too. Our kids need to see that while we are great together, we love spending time with them apart also. Don't rob your spouse, y'all, of the opportunity to be a present dad or husband by running yourself into the ground to be everything for everybody. The best way to show up as a mom and wife is by being your best version. You are the one who knows what you need, and you are the only one who can make that happen. Maybe that means taking time for yourself every day. Maybe it means making sure you're getting enough sleep. Maybe it means eating better or exercising more, drinking more water. Maybe it means going out with your friends once in a while instead of staying home with your family. It doesn't matter what it is. Just do what makes you feel good about yourself. Because when you're in a good place mentally and physically, you'll be able to give more to like those around you who love you and who you love. So what does that mean? What does that look like? How do we make sure we're showing up as our best selves, especially when it feels like maybe everything is going wrong? It's not always easy. But here are some things that have helped me along the way and during my journey. You and your spouse are probably two very busy people who both have a lot going on. There are probably a lot of things you wish you could do more of, and it can be hard to find time for each other. It's important to schedule in the self-care time for yourself and your marriage. My husband and I typically disagree most when we actually have not spent time together and are missing each other like crazy. If one of us is really busy or we're both working late on separate projects, it's easy for us to not carve out intentional time together and get frustrated with each other when we do see each other. Scheduling a date night once a week is a great way to make sure you're making time for each other and that you're actually enjoying the time you are spending together. It doesn't have to be expensive, y'all. Sometimes we do go out for coffee. Other times we just kind of sit at home and maybe walk outside around the neighborhood if we have someone here who can keep the kids. And if y'all really know us, you know Friday nights are our date nights, watching Dateline. From 9 to 11 p.m. every Friday night, we make sure the kids are in bed, we get some popcorn, and we sit down and we watch Dateline. It's so nice because it gives us something to look forward to, and we make sure we never schedule work or anything during that time unless we're traveling. Y'all, we don't need to go on fancy dinners or give expensive gifts. We just need to make sure that we're taking out time each week to make sure that our relationships are growing and staying healthy. If you have kids and you are in a marriage, they deserve to see a healthy marriage because what we are showing our children is what they're going to grow up to replicate. Pay attention to how you're feeling physically and emotionally. Give yourself permission to make changes when you need to. If something doesn't feel right in your body or mind, address it. There is no shame in asking for help. And try something new. You never know what may bring you joy in your life until you try it out. You never know what will become your new favorite thing to do. So, y'all, just go ahead and try something new this next week, whether it's with yourself or in your marriage. I know that self-care has been taught to us that it's selfish from society, but I hope this has helped you reframe the thought of self-care. It's important to take care of yourself because you're worth it. You deserve to be happy and healthy, and there's no reason you cannot be both of these things at once. Take care of yourself by doing things that make you feel good, even if they aren't things that other people may feel better about when they do. If it works for them, great. But if it doesn't work for you, that's okay too. Find what your thing is. Now that we've talked about how to find yourself again, I want to leave you with one important thought. Finding yourself again after becoming a wife and mother is going to require you to realize your value still as an individual and as someone who is needed. You are still valuable. You are still needed by the people around you. Your needs matter and they are valid. You have things to offer other people, even if it's just your time and energy. And right now, if you're struggling with feeling like you don't matter anymore because of the new role you've taken on in life, or maybe because of your marriage and things people have said to you, then it's important that you remember this. No matter what anyone else says or does, you are valuable, you are important, and you deserve to be happy. You are a valuable human being, and you are valuable as a person. It's not your job to be defined by what you do, but rather how you choose to live your life. as you embark on your journey to find yourself again, it's important to remember that you are not alone. You are not defined by the roles you play or the people you love. You are a unique individual with your own needs, values, and passions. So don't lose sight of who you are just because you found someone else or brought life into this world. You deserve to be loved for you, not just for what you can do for other people or for how much money you make for them. And if there's one thing I know about being a wife and mother, it's that there's no shame in needing help from time to time. It's okay to ask for help from others when you need it, but don't forget that you have value as an individual too. In case no one has told y'all today, you are beautiful and loved. Please don't forget. Empowered voices make a difference. Make sure yours is being heard.